guys, happy May. This is a new month for new goals, new ideas, new achievements, new changes, another month, you know, to start over and do things the right way and leave the past in the past and move forward. And I am excited to be sharing this new episode with you guys today. And before we get started, I would like you to subscribe on any platform that you're currently listening to this episode so that we will be in alignment with each other and you won't miss out on any new episodes that are coming your way. So before you listen to this episode, please, if you haven't already, do subscribe so you won't miss any episodes. And remember to tell a friend to tell a friend if this message was for you, or if you feel like it could relate to someone else, please share this episode with someone else. Thank you. So on this episode, I want to talk about how to go with the flow in uncomfortable situations. Plenty of times, you know, as changes are occurring in our lives, we grow uncomfortable because we're not familiar with these new changes and it doesn't feel right and we don't know the answers and we start to question things and we start to overthink things because we're not familiar with these new changes in our lives. But it's important that we learn to embrace change because change is necessary. A lot of us are accustomed to doing routine things, you know, having the same day to day, planning things, you know, that we want to do for our future or for the tomorrow or for any day. And when things don't go according to plan, we start to have, you know, fear and start to question and start to worry and start to have all these negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions because we're like, okay, what is this? I didn't expect this to happen. We don't know what's going to happen and we don't embrace the change that is necessary. And it's important that we embrace change, because changes are needed in order for us to grow and to grow in our growth. You know, everything won't go according to plan, as I stated before. And in order to get to next level, we have to go through changes. And a lot of times the universe put things in front of us to gain a new perspective, to learn more, you know, because a lot of times the things we ask for, we're not ready to receive. And, or a lot of times the things we ask for is preparing to come. And in order for that to come, changes, necessary changes have to happen in order for us to be ready for that new thing, you know, that we've been manifesting, that we've been writing down, that we've been journaling, that thing we've been dreaming about, the thing we've been talking about and speaking into existence. And it's important we embrace it, because a lot of times when change happens and we start to think negatively, that's when the change will be uncomfortable. That's when you attract negative things and the changes that are necessary won't go, you know, with a nice flow. It will become abrupt. It will become, you know, something that's a little complicated, uneasy, you know, because we have the mindset that we're thinking so negatively that we don't realize that these changes are actually going to turn out to be more positive than negative. And change is not negative. We think change and associate changes with negativity a lot because we are so used to things being the way it is and we get used to it. And when it doesn't go our way, we think it's negative. You know, everything is not going to always go your way. You know, everyone is not going to always tell you yes. Everything is not going to just be a yes situation. Everything is not going to just be a go situation. Some things have to change in order for you to see those things you want unfold, the things you desire unfold. And when you get accustomed to past situations, you like to compare that situation to your current situation. And you're like, well, last time, you know, this happened afterwards. But every situation is not the same. You know, we can't continuously compare current situations to past situations. A past situation is in the past. And we should trust that we learned that lesson from that past situation so that when new situations are coming into our lives, we are able to embrace it. We are able to trust our judgment. We are able to grow. We are able to believe. We are able to go with these changes with confidence instead of thinking, oh, here we go again, or just start having all these negative thoughts, which isn't helpful. It's more harmful to your future, to your tomorrow, to your present situation. Because if we are not thinking positive and embracing and going with the flow of things in our lives, then things will be more complicated than it should be. And we're going to make things more complicated than it should be. When things change at your job, you know, and you're not used to these type of changes, it's important that we understand that everything is unfolding for you, you know. Everything is working for you. Remember all the things that you've wanted and you've spoken to existence. Think about all those things. And think about, okay, I asked the universe for this to happen and now things are changing. Okay, think of it in a more positive way, you know. We have to take things and not think of it as such a negative thing, you know. Change isn't a negative thing, you know. And a lot of times when you have like situations, like I said, for example, a job, because that's a thing where things are constantly changing, you know. Business is changing and you kind of are in the midst of it. And even if you're a business owner or if you work for someone, there's always going to be changes, and maybe more frequent for some than others. But when those changes happen, we have to learn how to go with the flow of things, and then it would eventually make sense to you. And if it's not in alignment with what you feel like is meant for you, then you have to know, okay, what do I have to do while these changes are happening to make it work for me until the time is right for me to either stay or leave? Because many times we could say we hate our jobs, you know, but we have to understand that, for one, be grateful, because you cannot ask for change or have changes happening in your life for a better situation or better outcome if you aren't currently grateful for the blessings you have now. Because remember when you were praying for the things you have today, think back to when you pray for those things and those things that you have today. You have to be grateful in order to get to the next level. You have to be grateful in order for the universe to provide you what you need in order to get to the next level. A lot of time these changes are for growth, like I said previously. So we can't want change and want a better life and want a life of alignment if we aren't currently grateful for what we have. You know, you have to make a situation work for you for the temporary, for it, so it can benefit you temporarily. You know, we can't say we hate our jobs and we go to work just negative every single day and be in this negative mindset and think that the universe is going to grant us with anything. Because it's like, you aren't going to recognize the blessings that are in front of you. You're not going to recognize the changes that are happening so that you can be in a better situation. You are not going to recognize that all these changes are what you asked for. And change... Think of the definition of change. Think of that. Now, as you think about that, think about, okay, how are changes supposed to happen? How are we supposed to get to next level without change? Exactly. Now that you think about that, then you have to think of change as a positive thing. And, you know, it's going to be days where you're kind of just like, you know what, this is not for me. I don't know how much longer I could deal with this situation. You know, I know things are changing, but when, how long, like all of those things you start to question. And it's like, patience, my child. And as I say this to you, I say it to myself all the time, you know, I want things when I want them. And I don't like to hear the word no, which no one does. And I don't like to have to, you know, allow things to just go with the flow. Sometimes I just want what I want. I want it when I want it. I want it how I want it. And I want it right away. And that's just not how life works. It's not. And until those changes happen to benefit your life, you have to learn how to make a situation work in your favor, how to make your day easier until those changes that are happening ultimately benefit you in the long run. What can you do differently today to make your situation a little bit more bearable? Or what sort of positive thing you can do? One little small positive thing you can do, because you don't never want to do or put yourself onto too much that you can't handle. What is one small positive change that you can do with your day to make it a little bit better and work in your favor? Because it's about you. Changes are gonna happen. Change is out of your control. You can't control everything, you know? And if you have that mindset where you're a control freak and you have to control every aspect of your life, are you really going with the flow? Are you really in alignment? Are you really being in the present moment? Because control is not being present when you try to have control over every part, every narrative in your life. We aren't going to always have the answers. We're not going to always know why things are changing. We're not going to always understand it. But that's for the universe to decide. Because you have to remember, if you are showing up for yourself, and if you are continuing to go even when you feel defeated, even when you feel unsure, even when you feel uneasy, even when you have rough days, if you continue to show up for yourself and say, you know what, I am going to do something, like, I'm going to continue to show up, I'm going to continue to do small things each day to make my day better, the universe recognizes all that you are doing. And they're going to forever protect you. They are going to forever guide you. They're going to forever remember that what you desire is what will be granted to you. But you have to just release the control and go with the flow. Because caring about your life and worrying, all those things may seem like a negative trait. But honestly, if you worry, if you have all of these uneasy feelings of some sort, that's because you care about your life. And I've said this in previous episodes. That's because you care. And some people don't care. Some people just do and going and, you know, going nowhere fast and not thinking twice and just making drastic decisions, acting off an impulse, jumping into things, not thinking, you know, not praying, not meditating, just doing things that don't make sense, not trying, giving up. Those are things that will throw you off balance. Those are things that aren't in alignment. Those are things that will have you out of alignment. You have to embrace the changes and trust that everything that is changing is going to benefit you in the long run. And all these lessons and things that are being thrown at you left and right will prepare you for the next level. Because I strongly know that this year is the year for growth, is the year for your wishes being granted. Because you've done the work already. Think about it. You've done it. I've done the work. So why wouldn't the universe grant you with what you desire if you are continuously showing up for yourself, if you're continuously trying to be positive, if you're trying? Trying is enough. Sometimes just showing up is enough. Every day is not a day where you have to be productive. Sometimes resting is productive. Sometimes going to sleep for 8 hours is productive because that's all you can do. And those little changes that you are doing is going to benefit you. Because imagine what 8, 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep could do for you. Imagine how much more positive and energized you're going to feel the next day to fulfill everything you need to do and have a positive, more alive, you know, energy around you that will attract nothing but positive energies around you and have your eyes and your mind and your heart open to the changes so that you can see more clearly and think more clearly. And a lot of times we get hard on ourselves because we feel like we're not doing enough. And we start to think that the changes that are happening is because we're not doing enough. And it's not negative. Changes aren't negative. Change has to happen. The way the seasons change, we change. We change with the seasons. I know I change with the season. I know for me, summer is approaching. My birthday is approaching. I love warm weather. It makes me feel vibrant. It makes me feel alive. It makes me feel beautiful because I'm able to just soak in the sun and embrace the nature and I feel alive. Winters, I hate winters. I just want to be home, cuddled up, watching movies, you know, just being home. Like, I hate winter. But I feel vibrant once the spring and the summertime comes. And I know when I feel vibrant, I attract more positive energy into my life. Resting is productive. Working is productive. Waking up is productive. You know, getting out your bed is productive. Making your bed up is productive. Washing the dishes is productive. Cooking is productivity. All of those things are productive. You know, everyone is not going to have the mental, physical capabilities every day to just run a marathon. We're not. It's unrealistic. You can reach your goals by doing small, simple steps each day that will prepare you for the changes, and you will go with the flow and be in exactly where you need to be when those changes happen and be ready for it. So if you take anything from this episode, I would love you to just know that changes are necessary. Embrace it. Embody it. Prepare yourself for it. Be grateful. I say this all the time. Be grateful. Be grateful for all that you have, because before, you didn't have that. Trust that everything you've done has gotten you this far. And the changes that are currently going on in your life will benefit you in the long run. And stop beating yourself up. Stop thinking you did something wrong. Stop thinking so negatively of yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. Just do what you can. Small, big. Just start somewhere. Don't give up. Try to remain consistent and in alignment. Do what makes you happy. Trust. Believe that all the changes that are happening in your life will be for the greater good. And that's my message for you guys. I will be ready for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. The link is in my on my pages, wherever you are listening to this podcast. And subscribe, tell a friend, and stay tuned for new episodes to come. Thank you guys. Have a good night.